Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The traditional New Year music festival at the National Palace of Culture in Sofia coincides with the world's most popular opera event, the opening of the season at La Scala Opera House in Milan, which invariably sets down the trends in regard to opera staging, scenography and costumes. The date is December the 7th, and what makes the event even more special is that it is Daniel Barenboim's last production as La Scala's general music director. The opera in cinema format means that the only opera by Beethoven, Fidelio, can be seen live in Bulgaria at the Lumiere Cinema Hall in Sofia. Another one of the forum's objectives is to present some of the top productions by opera theatres in the country. This year it includes Troubadour by the Russe Opera with conductor Naiden Todorov. The production is scheduled for the 10th of December, with La Scala soloists cast in the leading roles of Verdi's masterpiece. One of them, Mario Mellini, took part in the festival's debut edition 28 whole years ago. Here now is principal stage director of the Russe Opera House, Ognjan Draganov, with more. What makes this work so intriguing is the lack of clarity as the storyline unfolds, something that gives the stage director a free hand. I'm planning some intriguing turns. For example, a renowned Bulgarian artist will be presenting body art. The love between the characters will take on corporeal form enacted by the actress. I am all for a classical interpretation. In this version, I combine a traditional stage set with the power of the imagination, says Ognjan Draganov. Listen now to Alexander Krunev in the role of Count di Luna.
Ardita, e qual corrente amore et irritat orgoglio, chiese Rome. Spento il rival, caduto ogni ostacol sembrava a miei desideri. Novella e piova sente, ella ne presta l'altare. Ah no, non più d'altri le onora. La
thank you.
prenda il sole dal suo sguardo. Tempesta bella, mio cor.
The New Year Music Festival is also hosting a charity concert by opera diva Raina Kabaivanska. The credit for this goes mostly to New Bulgarian University with patron Bulgarian President Rosen Plevneliev. One of the forum's organizers, Mariana Vasileva, presents some of the highlights. There are many temptations from the world of chamber music on our playbill, the result of our desire to offer a diversity of concerts. We want to show up the chamber music genre in a new light, to reinforce the bond between performers and audience. I would like to highlight the concert by Lana Quartet, under the patronage of the Ambassador of Hungary, a new and very interesting elite formation. The quartet will be taking us back to 19th century ballroom music, says Mariana Vasileva. The New Year Music Festival at the National Palace of Culture features 15 works, including piano recitals, ethno-jazz, as well as an organ concert. The Bulgarian National Radio is also taking part in the festival, with the Children's Radio Choir, with conductor Venezia Karamanova, which will perform on the 20th of December. This year, the festival once again marks the important dates throughout the past year, the anniversaries of Boris Christov, Pancho Vladigerov, Richard Strauss, as well as the anniversary of the Lyubomir Pipkov National Music School. The spectacular climax in this colourful musical array is on the first day of the new year with the Spirit of France concert, featuring the best of French classical music.
Thank you.
In our music slot today, we presented the New Year Music Festival at the National Palace of Culture in Sofia from the 7th of December to the 1st of January.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.